Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Woods. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dickie Knowles. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dickie Knowles. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gary Rajcik. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Bochy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Gorman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Gorman. And now, play ball. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg strikes out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Rajcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire strikes out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. Moreland drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Foster out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Howard now playing second base. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardenhire. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards second. Howard scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. One out. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive towards short. Fletcher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rajcik moves to second. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher strikes out. Two outs. Dickie Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moreland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. Sandberg moves to third. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. Buckner moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rajcik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler is called out on strikes. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher strikes out. Two outs. Dickie Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles is 0 for 1 in the game. Knowles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bochy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorman bunts towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. Bochy moves to second. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Knowles covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woods bunts towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sandberg moves to third. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhier fields it and throws to home to get Sandberg. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morales for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhier is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardenhier hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rajcik hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foster moves to third. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fletcher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bochy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stearns pinch runs for Bruce Bochy. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Hodges now catching. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Dickie Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles is 0 for 2 in the game. Knowles strikes out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sandberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rajczyk. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. It's 2 to nothing, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. Woods moves to second. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woods scores. It's 3 to nothing, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moreland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Fletcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rajcik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brooks for the out. Rajcik moves to second. One out. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Rajcik moves to third. Howard moves to second. Rusty Tillman pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Lee Smith now pitching. Junior Kennedy now playing shortstop. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Rusty Tillman. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rajcik scores. Howard moves to third. Hodges moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 4 in the game. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.